welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Spooky, spooky, spooky,
spooky. Put up our decorations this week.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No 12-foot skeleton yet.
No skeleton.
But
maybe.
But I do like how it looks.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
Yeah, no, I like what we got going on.
Yeah, I mean, who even knows if we're gonna have trick or treaters? I don't know. I put little bags together for the kids today.
Yeah,
I don't even know if we're gonna get any trick or treaters.
We'll see. I mean, you know, CDC says don't go trick or treating.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that people aren't not going to not go trick or treating.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm hoping it'll be warm enough that we can do what we wanted to do last year, which is take our fire pit into the front, sit on the driveway with the fire pit, and we can hand out those little bags with tongs.
Yeah, if it's like 50, 45, no, maybe 50.
It depends. It depends on what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
If it's like it is tonight, it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, tonight would be perfect, but... But yeah, no, that's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. I am continuing my Halloween horror movie watch of horror film. And I do count, though, not so much watching them once a day, but watching if I watch multiple ones in a day.
Sure, it counts.
Which I am known to do.
Mm-hmm.
So... Because, I mean, I'm kind of trying to, like, chronicle it, but, like, I also don't like having to post.
Sure.
You know, on social media.
Yeah.
So.
You do it once a week.
Yeah. So, I'm doing that right now, and so far, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I've watched a bunch of stuff. Let's see. I think I could probably actually go back and pinpoint everything that I've done, but, Luna wants to do something here. You know, I know, let's see, movies we watched this week. Hey, kicked me. Our poor cat.
She's having a hard day.
She injured her foot.
A hard go.
And for the past, well, it's going to be a week.
Yeah.
Coming up on Friday, she's had this bandage on her foot.
Looks like she has a little cast.
She has a little cast. And she has gotten used to it.
Yeah, she's doing okay. I mean, she's still trying to lick it off.
Yeah.
But she's not biting it like she was. I mean, like, that first night, she was just so upset about it.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her.
And me either. So, yeah, she, I don't know how, she cut her foot somehow. Running around like a fool, and I think she pulled out the heat vent.
I think she snagged it, like, running across the heat vent.
I think she did, too. Honestly, I don't know. I was in my office, and you were in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, we both hear clack, 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 clack.
I didn't even know what that thing was. I saw it out there. I'm like, fuck is that?
Yeah. And we go out there and I was like, how it that it's all the way out of the floor, like all the way across the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And so we find her and she's fine and she moves and there's a bloody paw print.
Yeah.
So we took her to the emergency vet and they're like, it'll heal on its own. And then she like a couple days later, she's sitting on my... You know, I'm at my office, on my desk working, and she shakes her back paw and just blood goes all over me.
Yeah.
So we had to take her to the vet. And now she has a boot.
Yeah, but I think she's doing okay.
She's all right.
She's never seemed very uncomfortable with it.
No, she just didn't really like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, as far as like the injury goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
If, you know, if she doesn't have to keep having that boot on.
Hopefully not.
But getting back to horror movies, we watched Children of the Corn. Finally.
Yes, I had never seen that movie.
Neither have I, which is funny because it's an 80s movie and it's in its essence a shitball horror movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised that it never really crossed my radar, you know, whether it be a Larry Merrick special for a rental. But I mean, it was already 1984 when it came out. So... You know, I don't see my parents going out of the way to see it, you know, or to bring it home, you know, because we didn't have a VCR until 86. So, yeah. So, and then, you know, so I never saw it.
Yeah.
And I remember the most I've known about it is I love the 80s. They talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, and they made it seem like a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I always heard about it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's even a good book.
Yeah, and I'd never seen it.
Did you read the book?
Not that one, no. I've read a lot of his stuff, but not that one.
Yeah.
So I always knew of it. I just never really got into it, but I know everybody was telling me, oh, it's so scary. Oh, it's so good. And then I watched it. I was like,
So stupid.
I think people were just terrified because it was children in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was children killing adults, you know, and
fair
having their way with the town, you know, and you have Peter Horton as the doctor of traveling across the country with his wife, Linda Hamilton, who sings for some reason in a very awkward scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, it's such a weird, it's a weird horror movie because it like the part of them trying to even, the part before they even get to the village.
Yeah.
Like drags.
Yeah, it's well, I feel like there's not enough.
And that's there. Yeah, and it's a big Stephen King trope too of just like random couple gets lost and finds terrible town.
Right.
Which, you know, as I believe I've discussed on the show before, one of my favorite short stories by him is Rock and Roll Heaven, which is basically the exact same premise, and except instead of murdering kids, dead rock stars.
Okay. Okay.
Who inhabit a town and force everybody who comes through to watch them play a concert for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's a great, you know what? It's a great story. I love it. It's so fucking weird.
I've never, well, probably because of rights and stuff like that. Because you know,
yeah, because it really is like Elvis is the sheriff and Janis Joplin works at the diner. And
that sounds like something where
it's such a fucking weird ass story. And I think that's why I like it, because it's just like, how high were you when you wrote this? Probably very.
Probably, yeah, extremely.
Because it's in the Nightmares and Dreamscapes collection, which I think came out in like the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was on coke all through the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I just really like it. I always thought it was just like one of those things where I was just like, I didn't know you could do something like this in a story, because I read it when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Because, and I think I still have it in the garage, that big volume, big hardcover,
I think you do, yeah.
Nightmares and Dreamscapes that somebody gave me. And I was only like 10 or 11.
Yeah. Well, you read everything.
Yeah. Then. But I mean, who the hell was giving me Stephen King books? That is my father's fault. But yeah. And I was like, I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah. But the movie, Shaun of the Corn, just a lot of Peter Horton shoving kids.
Oh my God, so much child shoving.
So much, yeah. It just,
you would never be able to make that movie today. I mean, this key's just like, get out of here, shove.
He is a mosh pitting kids.
Oh my God.
You know, just, we're talking, I mean, when I say kids,
the second they come near him, he's just like, bah.
When I say kids, I'm talking like 10, between ages like 10 and 16-ish.
I think he shoved a couple 8-year-olds in there.
That's true, yeah. He was like, you 8 years old? Ah, you know, just... body slam, body checking kids.
Yeah.
Body checks a cord. But, you know, there's that. And then, you know, just a lot of slow moving bullshit. There's a few other just dumb scenes in there. I think my favorite, and it's hard to explain without actually, unless you actually watch it, but it's just, you know, Peter Horton's being chased through the town. And they just have this cutaway of this kid just hauling ass around the corner, just going, and I don't even know if he even showed up. Like, I don't even know. Like, you think he would be like one of the dudes?
No,
be
like, he's just like some fucking extra kid.
Just something that like whoever, I forgot who directed it, but like somebody was just like, oh, I like that one. Let's keep that one. Ah! You have to see it. It's fucking funny. So there's that, and there's also, what else did I watch recently? Well, two other movies I want to talk about, because I watched a bunch of movies, but you know, I'm not gonna talk about all of them. But the other movie I watched was Friday the 13th Part 6, mm-hmm. Jason Lives,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the better Jason movies in the franchise, directed by Tom Laughlin, who I've met because he was on Mick Garris's show. And Mick Garris actually gets a shout out because in that movie, because there's a sheriff character and his last name is Garris.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's a few other like shout outs, like when there's a Cunningham reference, which is the reference to Sean S. Cunningham, who created the Friday the 13th franchise.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in there too, but yeah, so it's just, you know, it's kind of where, you know, because you had four is pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was the final chapter. It was supposed to be fucking it.
Yeah.
And then you had five with the imposter, Roy. And then you had six. And then six kind of like, I feel like, starts getting to the point where you start having the crazy kills, mm-hmm. you know, for the next couple movies. And that's kind of what we see here, because there's a he crushes a guy's head with his hands. He folds the Mick Garris's guy in like half like an accordion.
Uh-huh.
There's that. A lot of stabbing through people. He chops off three people's heads in one swoop.
Neat.
In one swoop. Like, there's a bunch of paintballers in the thing in the woods, and he just goes whoop. He just knocks them all off. Although the funnier part, and I think you would appreciate this part, because the sheriff comes in and he's like, all right, Jason's coming. Y'all get out of the bed and we'll go fight Jason. And the kids, instead of just like running and getting down on their knees and just getting under the bed slowly, uh-huh. they start diving like they're fucking like stunt dive, like, foop, like it's
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like they're diving for cover, uh-huh. and you just hear their bodies hitting the floor, and it's I'm like, what the hell is that? But then, then you got Alice Cooper soundtrack in this one. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, but it feels very much like it could have been the case where the Friday the 13th video game kind of feels like this movie feels like what that was based on.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that movie. And then just last night we watched The Invitation.
Yes.
And The Invitation is a different kind of scary movie because there's nobody diving in under the beds or there's no corn, not to my knowledge. I don't know if they're serving any corn.
I did not see any corn.
I did not see any corn. But it's basically about a guy who goes to a party where his ex-wife and their husband, and they got a bunch of like people, all their friends there.
Yeah.
And it ends up being like, you know, a death cult, but you know, yeah. we have to get to the point where we decide, like, you know, he's the one that kind of recognizes everybody's like, hey man, what's your problem, man? You don't like death cults, you know, or something. And there's, I don't want to give it away because it's on Netflix. You can watch it.
It's
on
Netflix. It's good. I would recommend it. Here is my thing, which made this movie very different. I liked it,
uh-huh.
but I was very frustrated by it most of the time because number one, I would never have gone to this fucking party.
And well, then, no, if you got invited, we would go.
No, because here's the thing. It's his ex-wife, and they had, like, you hadn't seen them in 2 years, and the last time you saw them, it was because you, like, divorced because you have a dead kid or whatever.
Yeah,
no, I'm not going to that party.
No.
So, number one, wouldn't go to the party.
Would love to meet you for coffee.
Sure, yes. Let's meet at a Starbucks off fucking...
Let's go to Starbucks.
Off Ventura. We will totally sit and catch up. I am 100% here for this. I'm not coming to your house for a party.
A coffee bean.
Yeah, or a coffee bean would be great. But I'd be happy to meet you for coffee. I'm not going to go to the house we used to share.
In the Hollywood Hills.
And I haven't seen you, and I have to see you for the first time with 10 other people.
Yeah. Some of which are our friends.
All of whom were there when our kid died.
Oh, was that the deal?
Yeah, didn't you see them all in that like flashback? Like all of them were there. No, I was so number one, I wouldn't go. So I'm like, why are you even here? And number two, as things progress and just become super uncomfortable and weird, I'm like, why are you still here? Why are you still here? Why haven't you left? Why are you still? And that was just me the whole time. I'm like, walk out the door.
Well, I mean, there's a point where like there's like the last possible point I think they could have left. It was after they showed that video.
Yeah.
Because then that woman left. And I don't know.
And she didn't even leave right after that. She should have. I would have left halfway through.
I'd be like, what are we watching? Okay, this is weird. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go. I got to go.
See you later.
And it's really, there's some stuff. There's some nuances in this movie that I want. Like, I don't want to get into because I'll be here all day talking about it. It's kind of like Midsummer for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I'm thinking about like just what I would do in that situation.
Yeah. And that Midsummer was also that thing where I'm like, what in the fuck are you even doing?
Well, because Midsummer's different, but
Midsummer, because what did I say at the very beginning of Midsummer? Cool, we're gonna go visit this guy's place, and then all of a sudden we stop for like a day and hang out in a field. I'm fucking gone, dude. This is weird. I'm walking back to the next village and getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I would have left right there. It's too fucking weird for me.
Yeah.
Sums up.
Something. Well, they got together. And then, I'll talk about Midsommar on fucking day too. I think we've done that enough on the show.
Yes. Yeah.
But
great movie, Midsommar.
But this one,
Future Suicide Plan, Midsommar.
But so in this one though, like, because at one point, it's a death cult, and they're like, look, hey, you know, it's pretty cool. It's a death cult here. By the way, here's a video of like this
person dying
that, you know, we want to like, you know, about this doctor kind of like helping this woman cross over or whatever. And it's like, you know, isn't that pretty cool? And some woman's like, nope. And then she's like, she leaves.
But she doesn't leave right then, though. She waits until later.
I thought she left like right after the video.
No, she leaves after that guy's story.
Oh, that's right. And then, yeah, because then.
But I would have been gone after the video.
Because John Carroll Lynch is in this movie, who's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Because he's a giant man already to begin with.
Yeah.
But then he's also like, but then you're like.
Aggressively creepy.
He gets aggressively creepy. And he tells a story about punching his wife to death.
Yeah.
With one punch, apparently.
Yeah.
And then that's when the woman's like, this one woman at the party is just like, okay, I'm going to leave. And then, so this is the thing, and this is the most fucked up part of the movie for me.
Yeah.
Because she leaves, and then her parked car is blocked in by the guy, by John Carroll Lynch.
Yep.
John Carroll Lynch goes, and they move the cars.
Yeah.
And she's about to pull out and drive away, and John Carroll Lynch goes, I was like, oh, hey, so-and-so, hey, let me talk to you. And you don't see them.
What happens?
You don't see what happens. You don't see it again. And you never know what's going on with that woman again. You know, I don't know. And that bothers me.
I'm sure she's dead.
I don't know if he strangle her right there in the fucking
probably
car?
Shot her in the face.
No, he didn't have a gun, though.
You don't know he didn't have a gun. He could have.
Well, he would have had a gun. Oh, okay.
He could have. But here's the thing. What has this taught us? Always make sure you park on the street when you go to a party.
Yes.
This is what this has taught us. Make sure you're
easy
on
access,
the street.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Nobody has to move a car.
Well, here's the thing. If we went to that party and there was enough spots in the tree, in the
yes,
yard.
But now we know.
Parked there.
Yes, but now we know not to do that. Park on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. No, true.
Yeah.
But the other thing, though, too, is in the very beginning. So they're headed up in the couple. I mean, you know, the guy and his new girlfriend are headed up into the thing. And they accidentally, they're in the hills. Mm-hmm. And like, are they in the hills or they're somewhere in like a. You know what?
It's the hills.
I'm assuming it's the hills or one of the many high elevation home areas in Los Angeles, which are just going to collapse in fucking rock slides and earthquakes because and what fires. The fuck are you even thinking?
Mm.
But, you know, there's a lot of coyotes up there.
Yes.
And they hit a coyote.
Yeah.
And a coyote isn't.
Isn't a spoiler. It's literally like minute one of the movie.
Yeah. And then the coyote isn't dead. So the dude is like, hey, girlfriend, you know, go back in the car. I'm going to beat this coyote to death with a tire iron.
Yeah.
To put it out of its misery. And then we're going to go to the fucking party.
Yeah, no, we're done.
No, we're done. Your night is over.
If you have to beat a coyote to death, you can just go home.
Yeah.
Go stop it in and out. Pick up some
just
food.
Be like, just call your friend and be like, whoever your ex-wife, whoever you're calling, just be like, hey, man,
Can't make it.
Bad shit went down. Maybe let's try this another time. I'll meet you for coffee.
Yep. Turn around, you know, go mourn the coyote.
Yep.
And continue on.
Mourn the coyote.
Well, I mean, you don't want it to suffer, but you also don't want to beat it to death with a fucking tire iron.
Yeah. But then you don't just get back in the car and be like, I guess we're going to go to this party and have some deviled eggs.
No.
You know?
No, you're going to go home and you're going to mourn the coyote.
You're going to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
You're going to
eat some In-N-Out.
Eat some In-N-Out and just be like, man, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
Take a shower.
Oh, because, definitely take a shower.
You know,
probably have coyote blood all over your pants.
Yeah, that dude how the fuck did he not just be covered in coyote blood? Like, hey, can I like, you know, burn all my clothes
because
I have canine blood on me, like dead canine blood?
Poor thing.
Oh, God, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah. So but it's on Netflix, though.
Yeah.
And I urge you to watch it because it's quite good.
Yeah.
And speaking of movies, the only thing I wanted to bring up was they pushed back a bunch of those DC movies.
They did. Black Adam, I guess, no longer has a release date.
I don't think it had a release date to begin with.
I didn't think it did.
It was just The Rock showing paintings.
Yeah,
being like, hey, look at this movie I'm going to be in. I'm like,
I know. They were like, sure. Here's a moving trailer. I'm like, that's not a trailer. So Dune is getting pushed back.
Oh, Dune's getting pushed back?
Dune's getting pushed back to October 1st, 2021. The Batman's getting...
Really? So I was looking forward to Dune.
You know what? Now you have time to read the book.
Now I got a lot of time to read a book.
It's a long-ass book. You might want to get started. No, the Batman is moved to March of 2022.
Sure.
The Flash, November 2022, which that's a joke. The Flash is never getting made. And Disney apparently did the same thing. So let's see. Wonder Woman 84 is supposed to still come out this year. I don't know if that's going to happen. Black Widow will be May of 2021. Shang-Chi is supposed to be July of 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
They must have, I don't know how much they've gotten done for that movie.
I don't know. Eternals, November 2021.
Okay.
Untitled Spider-Man, Far From Home sequel. December 2021.
Closer to home.
February 11th, 2022. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one.
March 25th, 2022. Doctor Strange.
Right, right.
May of 2022. Black Panther 2. I don't know how. Unless.
What are we doing? I don't think that's going to happen.
Unless they make the sister Black Panther.
They could do that.
Which would be cool.
Well, that's how it is in the comics, too.
Yeah, which would be great that she picks up the mantle. And Captain Marvel 2 is in July of 2022.
What about Blade?
Hold on, I'm looking. Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it on here. Which is too bad because I need that movie. Okay, here it is. 12 superhero movies slated to open over 16 months from 2021 to 2022. Morbius is in March 2021, followed by Black Widow, Venom,
yeah.
Venom.
Is that already, that's the thing. Are these movies already done?
I don't know.
Like, I know Black Widow's already done.
Yeah. June of 2021 will be Venom, Shang-Chi. Then August of 2021 is supposed to be Suicide Squad.
Oh, that's right.
Then the Eternals, then Spider-Man, then Thor, then the Batman in 2022. Doctor Strange, Black Panther 2, and Captain Marvel.
Let's not. They're talking so far in the future.
I know.
I don't even feel like it's real.
I don't even know if any of that's going to happen. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, Black Widow's already in the can, so that's going to come out.
There's certainly movies that are already, things that are already done, you know, but I feel like they're just holding back a lot of them.
Like Morbius, obviously, is already done.
Well, the Fast 9.
Or, yeah.
You know, whatever that's, you know. It was delayed. I don't know. We'll see. The things just keep changing.
Yeah.
Because this world be fucked.
Yeah.
And weird.
Very fucked and weird.
Very fucked and weird. So anyways, make sure you vote.
Yeah, do that.
Just throwing that out there.
Vote.
You vote for what you want to vote for, but fucking vote.
Yeah, just vote,
if you have something, if you have an opinion, I know there's not only a handful of people that listen to the show, or, you know, there's a certain amount of people that listen to the show, and we appreciate all of you. But if you're on the fence about voting, you should do it. We suggest that you do it. I think it's pretty rad if you did.
Don't forget those down ballot elections, local elections.
Yes. Do all vote for everything.
Because that's really, I mean, you're like, yeah, I live in a whatever color state, so my vote doesn't matter when we're talking about presidents or whatever. And maybe that's true. However, local shit, down ballot shit, local issues, your vote absolutely matters there. So
your governors, your senators, whatever,
even your local councilmen.
Yeah.
That sort of shit matters. So do it.
All right, folks. Well, let's take a quick break. Come back with our book for this week.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian, the host of Inner Demons, the Ghost Rider podcast. And since 2017, Inner Demons has been the best place on the web for news, reviews, and regular discussion with our listeners about Marvel's Spirit of Vengeance, Ghost Rider. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast catchers, as well as on Twitter at InnerDemonsGR. Remember, listening to your inner demons is not always a bad thing. Ride on.
We're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Weird Suspense, number one, from February 1975. And what is Weird Suspense? It is the fourth Atlas comic that we've done on the show. We've done four books from Atlas.
This is going to be
the fourth one, which is pretty ridiculous because, like, yeah, normally we just do Marvel and DC. and we don't really, you know, or Image or whatever, we don't really get that far into like these smaller publishers.
Right.
From like, you know, however old they are. And we've done four of these books.
Jesus. So,
and I think you bought this one.
Probably.
Because
it looks like something I would buy.
It looks like, because, you know, it's called Weird Suspense. And it's falling apart. There's a big, somebody like cut it partly with a scissors up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somebody really hated this book. But it's in good enough shape for us to read. Weird Suspense featuring the tarantula. And here on the cover, we have a woman, a witch, mm-hmm. being burned at the stake. And she is yelling at the dude that is responsible for such burnings. And he says, though I die, Count Lycosa, Count Lycos search engine, you will bear my curse, the curse of the tarantula. And we see this guy turning into essentially what is a tarantula man.
Tarantula man.
So, and then we open up the page, you know, on the front page, on the first page, it's basically what the cover is. And, you know, but we have more people here, more villagers, I guess, surrounding this guy. And I do enjoy, though, he's turning into this tarantula man and he's just like, gasp, you know.
Yes.
Like, oh, you know, like you'd think it'd be a lot more painful or like people be like, holy shit.
Right.
But he's just like, oh, no, I'm being tarantula'd. So we start off, though, with these dudes escaping from a prison.
Uh-huh.
It's a maximum security prison. And these guys, the Barton brothers, all three of the Barton brothers.
Yep. In jail.
In jail.
In the same jail. Do you put brothers in jail together?
Probably. I think so.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. If somebody wants to research and let us know if the Menendez brothers or Melendez brothers.
That's a really good question. Are they in jail together?
I would think like, so.
Especially,
I don't know if they're in the same cell together.
Well, no. But I mean, like, these guys are like, obviously, like a criminal gang.
Right.
Would you want to put them in the same prison? I don't know. I don't know how prison works.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I'm assuming it just is a common thing. So they're breaking out and one of these guards is like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
Yeah, this guard, oh man, he just wants to murder. He's like, I hope they come over here. Can't wait to shoot him in the face.
I'm going to shoot him in the fucking face. And then he gets job done.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he gets just sunned.
He gets ice picked into the fucking kidney. Or is about to. I'm assuming that's what we're going to happen here.
And like, I can't really tell what these criminals look like because their faces are like all drawn weird. And then sometimes you see them in one panel and they're terribly scarred.
Yeah.
And then in the next, they just have like a big nose.
Yeah. There's
something. Just like, I'm confused.
They look like Molecule Man.
Yeah.
There's weird marks on their faces. But so they show up and then this other dude. Well, hang on. So there's three of them. Does one of the brothers get shot? Or is it?
I don't know. That's what I couldn't tell because then there's three of them later.
Right. And that doesn't make any sense because they're clearly in this thing here, because they're all wearing hats.
Right.
And then the cop, you know, because they open the door to the whatever, the radio tower or whatever, and the other guard's in there and he just lights this dude up.
Right.
But, you know, I'm assuming these are the three brothers.
Yes.
But later on, clearly there's three brothers.
Right.
So they they shoot back at this guy and one of them goes, you rotten screw.
Yeah,
I enjoy that. Enjoy that one. So they're about to catch the ride because, okay, yeah, there's two of them escaping right here. And then, oh, because there's like a getaway dude.
Oh,
that makes sense. So one of the brothers gets iced.
Yeah.
But there's a dude, Bugsy, that they're catching up with here.
Yeah.
So that's why there's three. But we get a lot of these like shots of these cops just be like, let's kill. Because then you get this, you know, we have the shootout and then you just have like these two cops here.
Right.
They're just like, let's get them snakes.
Can't wait to murder. Yeah. And then there's like a big shootout with the cops.
Well, the shootout, there's a car chase.
Well, first he shoots at him.
Oh, that's right.
And then they get in the car and then there's a car chase. And then like he shoots at the cop out of the car.
He says, I'm gonna lead jelly beans. I'm gonna try and give them cops a face full of lead jelly beans. And he does. He's a fantastic shot.
He's a great shot. I mean, he gets this guy square in the face through the windshield and he crashes into like a light post or something.
And then the car just explodes.
Yeah. So that's fun.
The car explodes, and then there lies a smoldering, a twisted, blackened coffin.
Yeah, they're like, well, let's get out of here.
This one guy looks like Kyle Kinane, by the way.
Yeah, he does, totally.
Yeah, Kyle Kinane, and...
here to tell you jokes about how old men are not named Kyle.
Kyle Kinane, one of the greatest.
He is.
Also, Eric Sisko. You got a blonde guy here. Eric Sisko, if we hate movies. And then...
I saw the weirdest.
Tom Berenger, I'm going to call. I don't know, this guy who puts the scars on his face. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was going to say, you just said Eric Sisko made me think of Star Wars. I saw the weirdest fucking thread on Twitter today about Star Wars.
Oh, no.
So apparently, like, in Disney, they have all the characters, like, Star Wars characters, like Darth Vader and Rey and Leia and Luke and whatever. And they do dance contests to model, like, current songs.
Like, what, like CGI versions of
them? No, they're, like, people dressed up like them. Who take to the stage and do dance routines.
What stage?
Whatever stage is at the Disney place.
The Disney
place. I'm assuming it's Disney. Is that the place of them all, the Disney place? Yes, yeah, it's the Disney store. I don't know if it's Disney World or Disneyland. I can't tell you.
Can't wait to take the kids to Disney place.
Yeah. So, like, it had one of them, like, had Darth Maul doing a dance to Too Legit to Quit.
Wait, you said popular songs. was this back in like 92?
No, somehow? I mean, there's stuff. There's like, you know, what's that? Tonight's gonna be the good, you know, that Black Eyed Peas song. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so
is in there. There's some Katy Perry in there.
And MC Hammer.
And apparently
MC Hammer. That's awesome.
And I'm just like, what is this? There's a whole thread on Twitter with just like clips of this show. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, I don't care much for Star Wars to seek that out.
No. I mean, I kind of, if I was there and it was free, I might sit and watch it for a little bit just to say that I saw it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not paying for it.
Just some intern out there in the
that's what it is. Like, hey, like,
you want to come see the Dance of Vaders?
Right.
And then there's a Dance Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Dance Invader.
All right. And they lip sync.
Oh, man. So it's like a drag show.
Kind of.
It's like a Star Wars drag show without like.
But like worse. Like not nearly as fun. I mean, even the guy who plays Darth Vader like dances, but how can he lip sync? He is wearing a helmet.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. He would not do good in the lip sync challenge.
No, he would lose.
Yeah, he would definitely lose.
He would say, I'd like to keep it on, please.
So these guys,
Kyle Kinane. That was a really good drag race joke, by the way, just FYI.
See, I didn't get
that. I know, nobody will get that but me, but cracking myself up. Great drag race.
You know what? Pop yourself.
Yep,
and that's nobody else. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
That's how life goes.
Mm-hmm.
Pop yourself. So these dudes are traveling. There's a storm, so they're like, "All right, let's find a house and like go and like see if they got clothes and food for us."
Well, yeah. So they're like, "Hey, a creepy house."
Yeah, or they say, "See that dilapidated." I don't know if they're saying it like phonetically or just
yeah.
However, because they misspell it,
right?
Dilapidated old house up there. Head for it. Whoever lives up there ought to have some food and clothes for us.
Man. Even I know you shouldn't stop at the dilapidated house in the forest in the middle of a storm.
Yeah, right.
Even though
nothing good is going to come from that.
That's my aesthetic. I just want to point that out.
Although it could be like a Knives Out house.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be fun.
Yeah.
You could hang out with Christopher Plummer, you know.
All I want to do is be rich enough that we can like buy land and I'll be like, build me this house.
And then never see anybody again.
Yeah. And just like hang it and fill it with weird fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, why is there this like, you know, strange Victorian-esque manor in the middle of Colorado that was built in 2029? And be like, shut up. It's awesome.
This is my house.
I live here now. And it has a giant skeleton out front.
So
12 foot skeleton.
They pull up there and we're greeted with this guy. He's Count Lycosa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it?
So Lycosa or Lycos?
Lycosa.
Lycosa.
Lysol.
Lysol. Count Lysol.
Count Lysol.
Yep.
And he's got his Alfred or
His butler.
Long, his manservant. And this guy, Joseph, I guess. And this dude's like,
Oh no, they're coming up the thing.
He's coming out the way. He's like, oh, we should check it out. And he looks out the window and he's like, one of them. Because he's like, oh, these guys coming up here. They sound like the guys on the radio that they're describing on the radio. And the count goes to the window and he's like, oh yeah, one of them's carrying a gun.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's kind of normal. And he's like, well,
we shouldn't let them in. And the guy's like, nope, we should totally let them in.
Because I have a secret.
I have a secret about being a Spadar man.
Since he is a Spadar man, he craves human enzymes and flesh, apparently. Sure.
I mean, yes.
These guys, bust in. And they're just,
they're like, oh, we're here for graham crackers and warm milk there, Grandpa. Do you live by yourself? And that's when this guy comes up. And of course, as he's like turning into a tarantula, his speech bubbles are like getting legs.
Yeah.
But they're really bad. So it just kind of looks weird.
I don't know.
It doesn't look like legs. It just looks like they're drawn wrong.
I don't get that trope. Yeah. I've never really understood it because I understand like narration boxes and coloring them differently or something.
Sure.
Like they do with Deadpool.
Yeah.
So you know that Deadpool's talking to himself.
Right.
And or he's talking to you.
Right.
In some way. But the way that they do it, a lot of times it feels very unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Because like, for instance, like some, they'll do it for like Martian Manhunter or.
Yeah. No, this is totally unnecessary.
It's just, you'll just do it. And it's like, I don't know why you do it at all. Like I know what they're saying. Like I know they have a voice.
Yeah. Unless,
'cause it's supposed to like show that somebody's got a creepy voice or something.
Sure. Or a distinctive voice or, I appreciate it if there's like a couple people talking at once. I'm like, oh, okay. We have some sort of differentiation.
True.
So you can keep it straight. But this is just like, it's obvious who's talking, but it's just like they're, it's not drawn in a way that it would even look like it's dripping.
Yeah. It just looks like legs. It's also very intrusive like
shitty,
to the panel.
Shitty legs.
Yeah.
Like not even really spider legs. They're just like if I tried, I can't draw. If I tried to draw, that's what this would look like. It's me trying to draw a spider.
Yeah. It's intrusive to the panel.
It
too.
Is. Like, yeah,
it's just
I agree.
Very awkward.
I don't like it.
So these guys, so he turns into a Spider-Man's and he grabs a gun and he snaps it in half. And these guys are like, he ain't humans. He's chemically man's made. And they try to run out. And
nope.
Spider-Man's like, yeah, well, you try to fucking get out of here, but you're
tarantula man.
Tarantula, and you're fucked.
And he's like, now let's take a trip into the past to talk about why
we're not there
yet.
We're not quite there yet because these guys running through some door and then they just end up falling into a bunch of webs. And webs, I'm assuming he produced from his body. And they're just stuck in these webs, and then he goes and paralyzes them, and
so he can eat them later.
Yeah, so he can have a snack later.
Yeah,
but who is Count Lycosa?
Well, let's tell you.
Let's find out. So
we go to the Dark Ages.
Yeah,
we go to this random place in Europe, unnamed.
Europe? Question mark.
And it's just like, hey, there was this village this one time, and all of a sudden, this freaking witch just like rode out of a hole in the ground on spiders.
Yeah.
And she
I do enjoy the sudden nature of just like there was a village and then one day there were fucking spiders and
yeah, she's just like witch. Yeah, she was just like, and she's riding them. And so then it was just like, and then they ate the villagers, which good for you, spiders.
Yeah. They paralyze and eat a bunch of villagers, and then they like grab a bunch of other villagers from like their homes, and then they like turn those into like more tarantulas.
Yeah.
And, tarantula men's.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're dealing with. So finally, and this is kind of like in the fucking Pike's Peak or Dante's Peak when they're just like, hey, let's wait till 6 o'clock and have a meeting, meeting about this volcano that's erupting right now.
100%.
And,
yes.
So they finally, this town village finally has this meeting and Count Lycosa is like, hey, so like, there's a bunch of spiders and shit, killing our people, and that really sucks. And they're like, yeah, like we don't know where they come from. They have like a lair, but we gotta like find it somehow.
Right.
Count Lycosa's like, well, I have a plan. So my plan is to somehow sit inside of an hollowed out arachnid monster, which I don't quite understand if it's a dead one that they made space in, or if it's one that they made.
Right. I couldn't tell that either. And then like he just sort of throws it away when he's done with it. I'm like, you should probably keep that.
Yeah, he just has it. He just has it, you know, and I can't tell if he's sticking his face out of the butt or not. It's really kind of hard. It kind of reminds me of Ace Ventura 2 when he's falling out of that rhino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, 100%.
Kind of talking about that situation here. But so he gets to this lair and he's like, I don't quite understand what the point was, because if you're already there, you should maybe you should have had a plan to take some action instead of just, I don't know. I feel like you guys should have just had somebody follow him.
Right.
But instead he's like, oh shit, I see where the shit that's going on here in this lair. So I'm going to throw away my intricately prepared costume that the local seamstress made for me for free.
Right.
I didn't pay her because I'm the count and I'm evil.
Right.
And I told her, make me a spider costume that's going to wear for like a couple feet. And then I'm going to throw it away and run back to the village. Run back to the village, and then he tells the villagers, like, hey, I found this, where it is, so like come follow me. And then the villagers show up at this lair, and the villagers start actually like winning.
Yeah.
They start like going to town. It's like, well, how come you just were, I know you were caught off guard, but if you were so like prepared to fight these guys with pitchforks and clubs.
Right.
What the hell? You know, how come you were like, the first spider who showed up, you hit just smack it around and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they feel pretty bad because they're like, well, those were also our villagers that we killed, you know, so
sorry about that.
Sorry, guys. You know, you guys, we could have did better, but we didn't. So they tie the witch, the priestess, to the stake. I think it's Count. The Count's just like, In truth, I detest such spectacles as witch burning. But however cruel they seem, I suppose they are necessary if we are to succeed in ridding our land of witchcraft.
I mean,
he's just like, I don't.
All she's trying to do is do some witchcraft, summon some giant spiders, and what happens? She gets tied to a stake and burned for it. I mean, it's just not fair.
You know, we're just wasting valuable firewood.
We're also wasting witches. They're very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was fucking Godsmack. The guys at Godsmack, you know, the Sully Erna, you know, and whatever other dude. I think it was just him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Wiccan.
Neat.
And so that was the whole thing where it's like, yeah, man, it's all about like healing and stuff. I'm like,
I want to be a witch.
So, yeah.
Am I too old to get into witchcraft?
No, I think you're the right age.
I'm 40. Shouldn't I have gotten into it like before this?
Just get some books.
Yeah, I guess.
Go to the library, ask where the witch books are.
And what am I going to do? I got to, like, put an altar up. Where am I going to put an altar?
We have space.
Do we? What, outside?
Yeah.
I think I have to keep it inside.
No, you don't. Says who?
I think it's supposed to be inside.
Okay.
I don't know. I got to get a book.
I read it in a book, Alfred.
I read it in a book. I made it my own witch curriculum. I mean, I just see myself, you know, wearing a lot of crystals.
Dressing, you can just do that now.
Dressing like Stevie Nicks.
As I say, Stevie Nicks, you know, or, you know, maybe, you know, Morticia Adams or just Angelica.
Totally,
you know,
totally, yeah.
Maybe watch Witches of Eastwick. Maybe you should watch Witches of Eastwick.
Well, I've watched a lot of witch movies. I haven't watched that one, so maybe I should get into that.
You should rewatch The Love Witch.
Oh, yeah, you should. I could also dress like The Love Witch. She looks great in that movie.
The Love Witch is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's so fucking weird. It's very camp.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, witches.
Witches.
So they're about to burn this witch. And then they do. And they burn this witch. And while she's burned, she's like, hey, so like, I know the count. She's like, hey, I know the count. It was your fault because I saw you throw away that costume.
Yep. So I'm going to put a spell on you.
Put a motherfucking spell on you. And
you're going to be a tarantula man.
Forever.
And apparently it's not the same guy. It's his descendants. No. So, and we cut back to this mansion with this count, whatever his name is. And he's like, oh, I'm the
count, like ghost
something generation.
Yeah, he's a descendant. He is the 11th. He's the 11th Lycos.
Yeah, who has this horrible thing.
He's the 11th page of Lycos searches for Carmen Electra nude.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm all alone out here. No nude Carmen Electra.
But the only reason why I don't have any more people is because I would eat them.
Yeah, he's like, that's why I hang out here with only my butler's company, because I don't want to, you know, subject. He says something like subject people to my strange lusts or whatever.
Unnatural lust.
And then he's like, we need to move to somewhere else, you know, secluded. And then he's like, wait, no, I will go where my powers will be useful.
My I'm Spider-Man. Not
sure how.
I'm just going to show up in town, just be like, hey, I'm a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but not I'm a tarantula man.
Who wants to be paralyzed?
No copywriting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we don't want to get sued.
Right.
By Stan Lee.
And then he's like, you know,
although they should sue him for something on the next page here, but go ahead.
Here I go. And then it's like, you know, see his next story in another issue, which is why I asked if he ever had another issue.
I don't know. I'm assuming probably not.
Yeah.
But maybe he did, because Tiger Man got a few issues.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, some of these guys got, I mean, to my knowledge, and I'm, you know, maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but I don't know if there is another issue.
Yes.
Of Weird Suspense Tales and the Tales of Tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to read it?
No, I kind of like this more as a one-off.
Me too.
I appreciate this as just like a weird fucking story about a creepy dude who turns into a tarantula.
Well, try to figure out, like, what's he going to do? Like, put like a classifieds ad? Just be like, hey,
I am a hero now.
Tarantula hero for hire.
Yeah.
You know, and because he seems pretty content just to kill people and eat them because he has to.
Yeah.
As a tarantula man is known to do.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I'm with you there. That's it for this week's show. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Email the show, Worst Collection Ever, and find us on Facebook, Worst Collection. Oh, wait.
You screwed it up.
I did it backwards. All right. So find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, Worst Collection Ever, @gmail.com.
And of course, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you get the show, Spotify, Stitcher. Just let your, you know, let the opinions flow forth and give us 5 stars or the best rating you can if you think we deserve it. We would really appreciate that. Hopefully coming up soonish when I get some stuff in, I'm going to do some more unboxings. Ooh. For some gimmicks that I have arriving soon. You know, trying to piece together this collection so I can stop. I'm doing it to stop.
Uh-huh.
That's my goal.
Okay.
So you'll get to see some stuff coming up on the Facebook page. So please check that out. Anyways, folks, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.